Chris here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are there any new injury concerns, and could Kovacic feature at some point tomorrow?
But Fabregas is out for this match. I hope he will be able to be on the pitch in the next week. I'm not sure. Nothing serious, but he has a very unusual injury. Nothing serious. I hope in the next week we will be able to have training with the mates.
Can you say what the unusual injury is? How did he do that?
No, nothing serious, but he has a pain not in the knee, near the knee, but not in.
Question on Eden Hazard. When you hear about Kevin De Bruyne's injury this week, does that bring into focus perhaps the need to manage his return after a busy summer of football?
Perché c'è un giocatore del Manchester United, sì, ha detto dopo tutto questo tempo di ritornare è pericoloso, ci possono essere altri infortuni di tornare dopo tutto questo tempo per andare.
I don't know. I haven't seen the injury of De Bruyne. I don't know, but at this level. Players play a lot of games in the season, so I think for them it's very dangerous.
What have you said to Eden Hazard? Have you talked to Eden Hazard about the fact the Spanish transfer window is still open? And are you worried about a bid materializing from Real Madrid?
I have spoken with him very often. In the last 10 days, but he has never said to me anything about this, so I am sure that Eden will be with us for this season.
And on N'Golo Kante, he played in a more advanced role last week. What did you make of his performance, and what do you think he brings to that?
But I think that Kanté, for physical characteristics, is very quick to be ready to play. So he played very well in the last match. He is ready, but for the other players of the World Cup, I think is a little bit different.
Moose?
Arsenal found it difficult last week against Manchester City.
For everybody it's difficult against Manchester City, I think.
Fair enough. What do you make of Arsenal, who are also in transition under Unai Emery?
But I think that Emery is a very good coach. He won three times the Europa League. He won in France with the PSG, and I think Arsenal in this season will be competitive. I think that they will be able to fight for a place in Champions League.
The one position that people looking at Chelsea wonder about in terms of this season being successful is centre forward. Alvaro Morata wasn't a big hit last
non è stato molto di successo a Barcellona la stagione precedente, la sua posizione è quella che si guarda di più.
But I am not worried about Morata. Morata is a very great player. I think that in this moment he needs only to gain confidence, but he is a great player.
John.
Do you think he's low on confidence at the moment? Is that a problem?
Non è molto sicuro di sé al momento, e questo è il problema.
But maybe he needs to score. As all the strikers in the world, I think, but he needs to gain confidence to But he's improving, so I am not really worried about him.
How would you describe your first month in charge as Chelsea manager? Have you enjoyed it? Has it been a bit frustrating?
No, it has been very difficult. But I think in this season, it has been very difficult for every club, especially for the most important clubs. With the World Cup, with the friendly matches, one in Australia, one in Dublin, one in France. So it has been difficult, but we started to work all together only 10 days ago, I think. So we have to work, we have to improve. But in my opinion, in 2 months, we can be a very good team.
As you said, you think it might take a couple of months to impose your style on the team. So having said that, what do you think would be a successful season?
But I think that in this moment in the English football there is a club above the other, and this club is the Manchester City. But we have to try to do our best. We have to try to reach our 101% of our potential, I think. And there we have to see. I don't know now what can happen at the, but my feeling is that we can be a very good team.
Do you think Manchester City are quite a long way ahead of everybody else?
But in this moment, I think so. We have to work to reduce the gap.
Okay, Liam.
Just on the subject of Mateo Kovacic, I saw some comments from you earlier this week saying that you think he can make a big impact for Chelsea this season. How ready is he physically, and what are you expecting him to bring to Chelsea?
But I think Mateo will be very useful for us. He's a very technical player. In this moment, he has to work. I think he's not ready now for 90 minutes, but maybe tomorrow for the first 30 or for the last 30 minutes can be used. I expect a lot from him, because for me he's a very great player, and in my opinion, he can improve more.
Where do you see his position in this midfield? Do you see him playing deeper or slightly more advanced?
But I think he can play in the three midfielders, center right or center left. Is the same for him, I think, but. He's a very, very good offensive player, but he had improved in the defensive phase in the last 2 years in Madrid.
Okay, last two. Stefano?
In Italian or in English?
In English.
In English.
first, tomorrow is your first time at Stamford Bridge. What is your feeling about it?
No, one. The first time in Stamford Bridge, I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward because I will be the coach of one of the most important clubs in Europe, in one of the most important stadiums in Europe for my first London derby, and so I'm looking forward for it. Per Genova ti rispondo in italiano. È un disastro mostruoso. Sono veramente vicino alla popolazione di Genova, a tutte le persone di Genova. perché è un disastro mostruoso con tanti morti e con conseguenze purtroppo che la città si porterà dietro per anni, quindi sono veramente vicino ai genovesi.
Well, it's a terrible disaster close to the population of Genoa, and this the consequences for what happened will go on for a long time.